You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's check in on the NFL. We'll get back to the people momentarily. Music, please. Yes, Rico.
Michael, it's that time of the week.
What?
Top 10 QBs from last Sunday.
All right.
Well, last weekend.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
All right. At number 10, new to the list, didn't even think I would ever be saying his name, Marcus Mariota.
I'm leaving. Okay. This tells you if Marcus Mariota gave you a top 10 performance, your league is a quarterback problem.
Marcus Mariota? Just say, my God. I was
shocked
as you.
Give me the numbers.
18 of 23 for 205 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a win over the Panthers.
He's got a new hat, a suit.
At number 9, Jordan Love. 24 of 33, 220 yards, 3 touchdowns, but the INTs. He had 2 INTs.
I wouldn't have him on there. The picks are a problem, and they damn near lost the game because of him. And he missed a 50-50 ball that would have covered the spread second to last play of the game. So to hell with Jordan Love. Let's go to number 8.
Sam Darnold, 22 of 27. He had a touchdown. He had a pick. He also rushed the ball for 39 yards.
And he also had a complete miscommunication with his receivers on the biggest play of the game where two guys were lined up in the same damn spot on that third down.
What he just said, folks.
But this was a bad week for quarterback play. Rico cannot be asked to make chicken salad out of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right, because speaking of which, this guy put up big numbers, but once again, he had a lot of picks too. Baker Mayfield comes in at 7.
Oh, listen.
31 of 45, 370 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, and a loss to Baltimore.
And he lost both his top receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike Evans early with the hamstring. Chris Godwin may be done forever. I mean, he's had a litany of leg injuries.
I'm damn near the final play of the game.
Yeah, and they're not supposed to serve candy canes. His leg, just explosion.
Yeah.
I love Baker. I do.
Yeah, I would have put Baker last because he killed his receiver. It was his fault.
How dare you?
Wow.
How about some decorum?
Okay, at number 6.
Daniel Jones.
Not Daniel Jones, but Mike, you'll probably be hitting that drop when I tell you this. 18 of 28 for 207 yards and 2 touchdowns in a win. Geno Smith.
I give it up. It's an impressive performance on the road in ATL. They blew their doors off. He did his job. He played clean. I'm not going to slander him. I got it wrong. I thought he was done 2 years ago. Somehow he's still here.
Right.
And he always looks angry. It's like he hates everyone.
Maybe that's what fuels him.
Maybe.
The anger.
Maybe.
At number 5, Brock Purdy. No, I'm kidding.
Don't you dare.
I was just seeing if you were listening.
Don't you dare. At POS.
26 of 37, 276 yards, two touchdowns in a loss to Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, Drake May.
If you watch that game, you hate your family.
I was not watching in the audio room at the church this time. No.
No?
No way.
Wow.
What are you doing back there?
There's a system. There's
nope.
David.
Nope.
Not doing it. Nope. Not doing it.
Yeah, he was passing his AV cable around.
All righty now. Go. Yes, we're done.
Wasn't kid number two conceived in the AV room?
We're not doing this.
Is that why he's so smart?
Move on.
I think David
the
loves
Sabbath women. Does not stop David.
Where's the new drop about women?
No. Next. All right.
At number four, this one's for you. 16 of 29, 264 yards, two touchdowns, and he ran one in. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off the bench, but number one in your hearts, Russell Wilson.
Oh, David, hit the button. Come on now. No. You know the one. Mr. Dangerous.
Russell Wilson.
If he's a top five QB for this week, quarterbacks opted out of the week.
Thank you.
David, I thought it was a big mistake. I think he's your quarterback for the year.
Well, he was.
That team just looked different when he was there. So, just saying.
But Burrico, what it boils down to is you have to be unlimited.
Oh, that's true.
What an absolute weirdo. Unlimited.
Okay.
Go.
At number three. And there's a reason why he's at three.
Daniel Jones.
22 of Daniel Jones. Him and Brock Purdy tie for three. 22 of 25, 280 yards, two touchdowns. -4 rushing yards.
Jared Goff. Mobile Goff season. Look, he's played at an MVP level. He's completing almost 74% of his passes the last four games. He has guided 18 touchdowns for this offense to 16 incompletions. Think about that. Goff season, people. And for all you Hendon Hooker people, can it.
David, anything to say about it?
I think this is a fair spot to put him in. Knock him for the -4 yards. So, yeah.
And the reason why, because at number two, 21 of 33, 323 yards, two touchdowns, and he rushed for 1 yard. That'd be Josh Allen.
He hadn't thrown a pick yet.
Yeah.
He's really cleaned it up. He's playing responsible football. I got to see it in December, but he's in the MVP conversation with Goff and Lamar. And I know what you're doing at number one. Go ahead.
Woo! 17 of 22, 281 yards, five touchdowns, and he's really mobile, 52 rushing yards. Lamar Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
He's playing at an unbelievable level. He's got almost 2,000 yards passing, 18 touchdowns. Again, I mean, the fact that he turns into Dexter Manley in the playoffs and can't read a defense, that's fine.
You know what? We'll deal with that when it happens.
In the here and now, he's playing incredible football. He's well on his way to being considered for his third MVP. They sliced up Todd Bowles' blitz packages.
They did. Now, the honorable mention, I thought Justin Herbert, but...
Honorable mention? How about Kyler Murray?
He was in there too, but Herbert had...
Little tiny fella. He went out there and gave you a little 44-yard touchdown run. And he's so tiny, that's like... That takes 800 steps.
Just a bag... Wow.
44 yards when you're 2 feet tall? Pitter-patter. It's like a little kid running down the field.
It's like you're talking to a kid. Oh, look at that little guy.
Remember Fred Flintstone, the cartoon, when he'd start his car? Kyler, he did it to your team the week prior. And it still looks like a child with an adult's helmet on.
Yeah,
it's like a Halloween costume.
Yeah. You know what? We're just going to hit it right there.
He actually is, Jim. He actually is.
But Herbert didn't throw for any touchdowns. He had 350 yards, and the game was just awful.
And they lost 17 to 15.
It was an awful game.
You score 15 points, you do not get on this list.
And that's why I said the honorable mention. So that's your top 10 list for week 7, 97-1.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to get to the people. I have a brief, quick talker regarding a game that took place last night. We're going to get to that. We'll get back into the Lions at 5 o'clock. But we've asked the question, who needs it more? Michigan State or Michigan? And it's been fun because David's having an emotional breakdown and Michigan fans are spinning themselves into a pretzel saying, well, it doesn't matter because last year things and stuff. Stop. If 7 games is all it takes for you to basically not care about playing a team you hate and fans you love to embarrass, then I really don't know what kind of fan you are. And I'm not doing the gatekeeping of fandom. I'm not keeping you off a bandwagon or on about. I don't care. You do what you like. But come on. Like, I'm a Giants fan. My team's had 9 losing seasons in their last 11. If I tell you I find it hard to care, that's different. Winning last year, I don't care how it happened. You can't opt out if there's 7 games if you're a real fan. You can't lose to Michigan State and then end up 5-7 and be the biggest clown show following a natty in the history of the sport. You just can't. Otherwise, it just sounds like copium. David, a few ticket texts. I'll get to the callers. And then I got to give you my thoughts about last night.
As a Michigan fan, beating MSU means more to me than winning the Natty. This game always scares me regardless of the records. Only this year I'm terrified because we can't throw a forward pass. God help us.
I'm terrified because our offensive line has to go against Josiah Stewart and Mason Graham and a big-time front. And we have a quarterback we're play-to-play outside of the Iowa game. And by the way, he should have threw 2 picks against Iowa. I'm very nervous about that.
Yeah, David, let me rewind the tape. Did that person say beating MSU is bigger than winning a national championship?
Said it means more to him than winning a Natty.
Yeah. That can't be true.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
What is John Jansen doing texting? John, get some rest. You got to be up at 3:30.
Fellas, I'm a diehard Michigan fan, but to be honest, they are a tough watch this year. That is why I don't care as much for this game this weekend. I am more invested in the Lions.
Well, that year. Again, but see, you're doing the light show. This is where there's a dog walking across the street and your dog starts to freak out. So you're doing a light show. Look over here. Got a treat. Hey, there's a squirrel. You're doing the distraction stuff. I never asked you to care more about this game than the Lions. I simply said, what program needs it more? My God, what am I, Maury Povich? This is some emotional distress here up on stage.
Joe from Utica says, between the cheating scandal and the Michigan fan base, it's hard to continue to be a fan anymore. Bunch of crybabies.
You are welcome to come to the light.
Don't ever do that.
Join us in East Lansing.
Don't ever do that.
Well, we're good people.
We're working on, David, we got some of your family members. We're going to get you. We're going to convert you.
David, you were meant to be a Spartan.
David,
You're not some silver spooner.
David.
You know, come up with us.
I want to let you know, David, the doors to the Red Cedar are open.
No, but my son did enjoy the Red Cedar when I took him up there.
Nice campus.
Is it?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
At least we have a campus.
It is, yeah.
Ann Arbor is beautiful.
The eldest Hull, he enjoyed his time up there.
We'll get him.
Oh, I think we have already.
Lord knows that's the only recruit State's going to get. Sorry.
He enjoyed his stay.
Let's go to Raymond, 97.
He may have even watched the football game, too.
Raymond, how you doing, brother? Welcome.
What up, though, Mike and Rico?
What's up, Raymond?
I talked to you guys a couple of days ago. But I'm going to say this. First off, I agree with everything you're saying about the Lions. absolutely, positively, give me one daggum ring, okay?
Yes.
But to the point of why I called is like this. Okay, the whole Michigan thing, Michigan State thing, okay? I'm not a Walmart Wolverine. My daddy graduated from Michigan, so I have, as much as I've been able to be whatever in my mind as a child even, I love Michigan. I love the football. I love it. Let's go. But guess what? Yeah, Ohio is a bigger rival to us than Michigan State. And I love you, Mike, and I love you, Rico. But, yeah, guess what? If we're going to suck all year, man, I can go to sleep easier if we beat Sparty.
Yes,
fair enough.
Absolutely. Raymond, I have no issue with that. And I'm also not into this whole tiering of rivals. I don't care. You guys do your thing. I just love how I don't care if you think OSU is a bigger rival, and then you want to throw it in Spartan fans' face. Oh, well, we're your biggest rival. What kind of flex is that? Here's an idea. History lesson. When's the last time you beat a good state team? Go look at the history of the rivalry. Anytime MSU's good, you don't beat us. It's just reality. Go look. I mean, you can go all the way back to the 70s. Did you win in 78 when MSU had Eddie Smith and Kirk Gibson and the best offense in the conference? No. Did you win in 87 the Rose Bowl year? No. Did you win in 90 when MSU tied for the Big Ten title? No. Did you win in 99 when State was good? No. And I'm only going over the good teams. Lord knows you didn't win in 10, 11, 13, 14, 15, but you get my point. You win in 21?
Heck, didn't win in 17.
So my whole point is, it's like this idea of, oh, well, yo, we're your biggest rival. It's like, fine. And so you like your OSU game better. Cool. You spent 20 years not beating them. And the only time you did is when you cheated. You don't get to do that. I told you, I did not take away your joy last year. I told you what was going to happen afterwards. Now you made the deal with Satan. Now this is the deal. You don't get to get mad, Dave.
Brother, I forgot.
No napkins. He took them away.
When I forgot what former Buckeye player said, but when he said we ran a play that we had only run in practice.
It was Cade Stover.
Yeah.
I think he plays for the Texans now, and he goes straight up. We had never shown that on film. We had never run it in a game. And the minute I went in motion, they called out not only the direction, they called out the exact play. You can go watch the video. It's not old Sparty saying it. But again, no competitive advantage. 248-539-9797. You hate to see it, David. Let's go to Cole, 97.1. Cole, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, but yourself.
Same, man. Just getting ready for the weekend, be honest with you.
Yeah, I was at the Iowa game. I didn't love everything I saw, but it looked like a pretty cohesive team out there. And I think it's huge for Sparty. I think it's way bigger for us than it is for Michigan. Because as we've heard from all the Michigan fans, they've given up on the season already. Once they won the Natty, they could lose for the next 100 years and they don't care. And I think Aiden Childs and Jonathan Smith winning this game, it changes the whole way they can view the next 5 years. Really, I think it just switches the whole program's perspective.
You agree with that? I mean, Cole, I've already stated my opinion on kind of, I don't think the wins against the rival are as impactful for programs as they used to be with the state of NIL. But Rico, I haven't heard your opinion there.
No, I get what Cole is saying. If Jonathan Smith goes out there and wins this game, it is that stabilizing force. You're one of us. It was like with Mel Tucker in 2020. Say what you want about what happened years later. But when he went down there in 2020 and won the game, it was like, wait, maybe because they had just lost to Rutgers. Okay, maybe things are going to be okay. And then he followed it up with another win over Michigan. Yeah, it expedites the matter if you beat Michigan.
Okay. All right, I'll live with it. I'm not going to argue with you two. You've made salient points. I'm also concerned, like Jonathan Smith, does somebody have to like slap him in the face or something to get him mad this week? That's my one concern. You don't know nothing about this rivalry. It's like dodgeball when they got to like shake Milton. Get angry. He looks into the crowd. I need him to get angry.
See, I wonder if he's the other side of the
coin. He's too calm, Kenny.
See, Mike, I wonder if Smith is the other side of the coin of Cignetti, where he's a psychopath you just don't see. Like, Cignetti just shows you, I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Smith is that quiet, meek, humble guy. Like, I don't know what you are. I don't know what you're thinking right now.
That's why I need him to get angry.
Okay.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Trust me, after in the first quarter, once he gets one bad call, he'll realize, oh, okay, that's what this rivalry is about. Oh, wait, they had 14 men on the field. Just keep playing.
Bro, don't even start. You know what's coming when you go to the big house.
Right. All five offensive linemen were holding.
Yeah, all the refs just turned to Michael Jordan's security guard.
Was it really, though?
He stabbed the receiver. He turned and played the ball. Once again, shank, receiver rib cage. Right. Okay, don't laugh. I got to do this right now, and then we'll move on to more relevant things. But one segment, a four-hour show, because same as it ever was. So last night was opening night for your Detroit Pistons. Now, I'll give you a couple of things. Yeah, don't need that guy updating the live odds 50 times during the game. Second of all, George, Booby, baby. George.
Come on. No.
Yeah, but come on. No. George's a legend, but come on. That broadcast, I mean, my God.
He hasn't hit Lee Corso level.
No, okay. No. Okay. But it's like, might be time. Can we give someone else a shot here? George, I mean, my God. And plus, George, you're too good to watch this. Now, here's the main focus. This team, same as it ever was. You go into the fourth quarter with an 8-point lead, and you know what you can't do? Close the game out. I think they scored twice in the last 4 minutes. Cade is nowhere to be found. And then I got to listen to B. Arthur get up there on the postgame show. Oh, it was a great learning experience. No, it's not, Greg. How many times I got to teach these guys before they learn? 5 years of learning experiences. You imagine it's like teaching a kid the ABCs and it's the 50th time and they can't tell you what comes after C. It's D. Rico, it's the same crap.
I know, Mike. I know.
God, can someone on the network just say it? Oh, it's going to serve as a great learning experience. Sure thing, Estelle Getty. When do we win, Rico? You have an 8-point lead over a Pacer team that still thinks it's training camp. They had no desire to win that game.
They start hitting shots and dancing because they know, okay, we got this now. Like,
and again, Cade, you're a superstar. I need you to carry me in the last 6 minutes of a ball game.
Right. That's when you do the clear out. I got this move. It's what makes the superstar superstar. Yeah, right. This is what LeBron does. This is what the top people do.
Everything about that franchise bothers me, from the broadcast to the fact Mason is still on the sidelines. It's stale.
You will not slander Mason.
It's not slander. It's stale. Go away. Enough.
He's working us.
Oh, with the long gun. No, George, there's no long gun. This team blows. Stop. Please. And for Kelser to say that again.
Mike, they got a job to do.
What's that? No, Cat, where are you? The job's called the game. Be honest. I don't need Kremlin. 94 wins in 5 seasons. The job is not to apologize for that or rationalize that. Golly.
Fair.
And we all want Cade to be a superstar. Well, where the hell is he down the stretch yesterday when they have to close that game out? You have to. And then people are like, oh, man, Vlade's hard on the Pistons. 94 wins in 5 years. What shall I do?
No, the funny thing was talking to Pistons fans. Well, you know, at least they didn't just get blown out. Like, is that where the bar is right now? They didn't get blown out. It's going to be a long season.
No, that can't be the bar.
And that's what that I said. I'm like, okay, no, they didn't embarrass. They lost. Yeah, but, but look how they lost.
Oh, but that's going to be a great learning experience. No, it's not.
You held a Pacers team that scored a lot of points last year on average. You held them down.
And to what, David? 115?
But they were averaging like one almost 130 last year. So my point is, here's my point, Mike. When you do that on opening night and you have a lead going into the fourth quarter, you got to close them out. That's my point. You got to close them out.
Okay, I'll allow it. But for a second, I'm like, Rico, can you tell me? Is that Greg Kelser over there?
No.
I was making sure because you were going down that Golden Girls
their
path.
Their average was so high and you were looking good. You were doing great. And then it's like, what are you doing?
You're saying the same thing.
I know. And that's why I'll allow it.
And then you fell down the stairs is what happens. You forgot to turn on the light switch and...
I cannot help it. First of all, I can't help it. That broadcast upsets me. At a certain point, fellas, I know you're legends and you've been there for 40 years. Enough. Time for some energy. It's time for a new perspective. Guys, you can't, you know, George is calling it like it's game 6 of the ECF. And it's like, dude, this team's terrible. I need you to power it down.
Yeah.
No. Don't give me that thing that you do. No.
It's that reality. Like, yeah.
I'm just telling you, as a viewer, man's a legend, but it's the same way. Like John Sterling had to walk away. Got to go. We need a new perspective in here. I will not watch another season of that postgame show apologizing for this team.
Here's what you don't want. You don't want that to be your lasting memory.
Of what?
Of like the tail end. Like, man, these are the memories that you want to remember the good times. You want to remember when they were at their heyday.
Oh, you don't want to remember touchdown MSU 18 seconds after they've scored said touchdown? The band has already played.
Like they I said, the extra point.
No, but it's I get the same thing every time I watch game day, and it's just like, oh my god, it's Lee Corsrule.
I know, and I you see just it all like, over sports,
right? It's like I remember when it used to be fun.
Is someone going
to
tell Tim Brando to A, put the bourbon down and B, retire? You seen Tim Brando call a college game lately? Mm. Holy mercy! don't any of these guys like the beach?
Right, Al Michaels, you hear him every Thursday?
Al Michaels hates his life. The dude's in his 80s. Oh, this game sucks. Al, you don't have to do this.
You're doing this to yourself, Al.
Christ. Like, look around sports, man. Like, what does it take? Do any of these guys want to retire? All I want to do is retire. You imagine? You think I'm going to be up on this microphone at 80 years old? Please.
Yeah, someone's texting
everything
in.
About the Pistons needs a rebrand from the broadcast to the logo to the uniform, the whole thing, and get Mason out of there. Boop, 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 banished. Out. It's all stale. What are you going to do, bring the Canadian Club Terrace back while you're at it? You're damn right your father drank it. What is this, 07? Enough! Christ!
So how do you really feel?
Pistons basketball, get out!
Think about it, Rico. They celebrated the team winning it 20 years ago, and the guy that announced them is still announcing players.
They're all there. The guy who announced Kelly Trepuka's games is still there.
Oh, my Lord.
Seriously, like all of it, it's just all of it, from them not closing the game out to, well, it's a learning experience. Okay, okay, sure thing. Enough. Enough. What is so funny? Why am I wrong to be disgusted?
No, you're just on a roll, right?
You're not. And someone texted in, and I heard this as well. George Blaha called Miles Turner the wrong name multiple times.
Listen, yes. I'm being nice. The man is a legend, but come on. Come on. You've had a great run for, checks notes, 60 years. Let's get a little energy in here, and I don't want to remember you this way or 20 seconds late on touchdown MSU. Literally, the band has already played. Everyone's been in commercial for 38 seconds. He's at the 5. Touchdown, MSU. I'm like, bro, I know it was a touchdown. The crowd roared 17 seconds ago. Come on. Go enjoy your vacation. Go to the beach. Go party. Do whatever you want, man. You're a legend. Enough. You don't need this, George. You don't need the frustration. You don't need to sit next to Gregory. Enough of him. Enough of the whole production down there.
That's what he wants.
Well, damn it.
He enjoys this. Mike, you ever think, maybe he just enjoys this. He just wants to come out there.
Who the hell?
You know what? If you're going to pay me, I'm going to come out here and keep and do the announcement.
I guess I'm just built different. I can't wait to not do this. I can't wait to enjoy freedom.
Yeah, he's from a different generation, though, that you work.
Clearly, he's 100.
Just saying, you just work.
I mean, really?
You know what
Up
I mean.
Next, Rico says Lee Corso's over 24 years old. He's from a different generation.
You know what? I'm giving you that one because it's your birthday.
Rico, hey, serious note. Yeah. Abe Lincoln is from a different generation.
You know what I mean? Whereas it's all about work.
I know.
That's it. Your identity is your job. Your job is your identity.
I'll meet you in the middle. George can stay, but I need the other two gone. I've had enough. No, David wants George gone too. All right. I'm making a point the whole presentation, start to finish. And when will Cade simply put the team on his back, go win a game late? Can you do that for me, please?
Yeah. Now that.
Yeah. Thanks, Smooth Johnny. Oh, hey, the live odds are still. Don't care. I'm watching a game. Please. What is this problem? I'm trying to communicate a point. You know what?
No, I'm done. When you told me, I got something I was. I didn't know I was going to be thoroughly entertaining right now.
I don't care
if anybody in Detroit cares.
I know.
Mike, for the last 10 minutes,
I just get so annoyed. I get so annoyed. And it's like, why? I don't want to hate it. I love basketball. I'm tired of all of it. I don't know why it bothers me so much. I'm sorry. Shut up.
Read something.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.